morning and welcome to our worship. What a scorcher it's been this week. It really has been hot. Well, today we're going to continue with our theme of looking at the book of Acts, and today's title is Growing Leaders. We're going to be looking at, particularly at Timothy, a young man who was a companion of Paul, went on his journeys with him, and then went on to become a teacher, a preacher, and a leader in the early church. Our opening song this morning is Teach Me to Dance, in which we ask God to teach us to move, to walk, to hope, to love, and yes, to dance to the beat of his heart. So join us as we sing this song together.
That's a great song. I particularly love the line in the second verse, "Let all my movements express a heart that loves to say yes, a will that leaps to obey you." Help us to say yes to God today and throughout our lives. I'd like us to join together in a responsive prayer now, and the words are coming up on the screen. And the response for you is, God, you are calling. Gentle and patient, careful and persistent, God, you are calling. In grieving and in praise, through dawn and midday, God, you are calling. Unexpected and planned, in a still small voice and in power, God, you are calling. Spontaneous and prepared, willing or hesitant, God, you are calling. Our God is eager to share with us wherever we are in our journey. May we be diligent to listen. God, you are calling. Amen. In a moment, we're going to listen to Adam sing, Be Still My Soul. And as we listen, I would like us to pray. And here are some suggestions of what we can pray for. First of all, for ourselves, we can offer ourselves again to God. And then I'd like us to pray for young people who received their exam results this week and will possibly be going to university or to looking for jobs. Please pray for them. Pray for the train crash in Scotland and for the family of those who were killed and all those who were injured. We continue to pray for the situation in Lebanon. And there'll be other things that you want to pray for. So let's pray together as we listen to Adam sing.
Be still, my soul, the Lord is on my side. Cross of grief or pain, leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, be faithful will remain. Thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways, lead to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. Be still, my soul.
The reading today is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 10 to 15. That is why we labour and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Saviour of all people, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift which was given you when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Amen.
Good morning. We're really looking forward to being able to reopen the charity shop on Tuesday, the 1st of September. We will be opening with all the safety precautions in place, hand sanitising, limited number of people in the shop, one-way system, etc. But one aspect that we do need volunteers for now is greeters at the door. This means welcoming customers in, reminding them to keep social distance, reminding them about sanitising their hands, all those kind of things. We need greeters on a Wednesday, Thursday and Friday mornings at the moment, 9:30 to 1:30. If you can give any time, doesn't have to be every week at the moment, or if you want to share a session or two with a friend, any time that you can give will be really appreciated so that we can keep the shop very, very safe. If you can give any time, please speak to Julia as soon as possible. Thank you.
Making all things new. This time tomorrow, this time tomorrow, where will you be? Who will you see? I don't know, this time tomorrow.
Yeah! Good morning, everybody. It's Ollie. Hello. Nice to see you all. Hope you had a good week. And you haven't been too hot. It's a bit sweaty, isn't it? So, slightly different this time tomorrow, in that we're going to look at two people that have been involved in our holiday club, our online holiday club. And I thought it might be quite nice to have someone else host it, because, you know, I get a bit boring after a while. You know, I don't like to hear myself all the time. So I've actually invited one of our characters who's been doing some time travelling with us and the children, who is called Dr. Few. And Dr. Few, and he's been taking us around on journeys to see Jesus and his miracles over the last few weeks, and, you know, in the next couple of weeks to come. So I thought you'd really quite like to meet him. So Dr. Few, hi. Yeah. Did you want to come and speak to the two guests? Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. Come on down. Come on down. He's just coming. Won't be long. Hello. Yes. Thank you, Ollie, for that lovely introduction. Yes. Hello, everybody. Yes. My name is Dr. Few. And this summer, we are currently doing some time traveling with our young people who are attending the online holiday club. And I'm very, very pleased to welcome two gentlemen who have been time traveling with us and have been involved in the dramatic portrayal of some of Jesus' miracles, Chris and Peter. Thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Yes, hello.
Thank you. Now, I wondered if each of you could just tell me your name and what you do. On a usual day-to-day basis, what your job is, because obviously we're not all time travelers like me. And then, we'll go from there.
Great, I'll start. My name is Peter. I work for a church in central London called All Souls Church, and my main responsibility is managing their website. But I do other technical things as well. And so certainly recently I've been involved in editing our online services that we do every week, as well as other kind of bits and pieces to help keep the staff and the church going in kind of this weird lockdown time. That's me.
Wow. So we are very techie, is that you? Yes,
techie guy. Yes,
very good. Very good. Yes, we need those people, don't we, everybody? Yes, we do. Chris, what about you?
Yes, I am a primary school teacher, and I'm currently teaching reception, which is children aged 4 and 5 years old. At the moment, it is summer holidays, 6 weeks holidays for the children, so no children in school at the moment. So sort of having a break and getting ready for children starting back in September. And the idea is hopefully that all of the children will be coming back, and obviously we'll have new children starting school in reception in September when it comes around. So, yeah.
Great. No, it's fantastic. You're obviously involved in the holiday club, and we'll come on to that in just a second. But what do you do? So at the Romford Salvation Army, what do you do in the children's ministry area?
So I help with FOJ, which is our Sunday school for kids aged 7 to 11. I do that with my wife, Claire, as well as Maria, Ella, and this guy called Ollie, who you heard from a bit earlier. Yeah, so that's what I do.
Great stuff. And Chris, what do you do?
Yep, and I'm part of a team that's in the slightly younger age group in the primary. So starting from children sort of 2.5 up to the old about 7 years old, when they will then go into Peter's or FOJ, and that stuff. So it's starting off with the younger children before they go into the other groups and classes in the children's ministry sort of area.
Lovely. So you both like a bit of a challenge there with the young kids. Keep them in line. Very good. Very good. So final question, really. Obviously, we've been doing these time traveling a bit with the children, haven't we? And looking at the miracles of Jesus, obviously, which is fascinating. But I just wondered from your point of view, with the holiday club itself, have you enjoyed that? And do you think it's something that's good, good that we're doing?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been good to travel to all these different places and see these, be reminded of these kind of miracles of Jesus. That's been great. It's been a shame, obviously, not to run the holiday club as we intended. With all the kids there, it's weird kind of running the holiday club without actually seeing any children. So hopefully they're all enjoying it and having a great time. But yeah, it's been really fun. So I've certainly enjoyed it.
Great. Yeah, I think it's been really good to do. Obviously, like Peter said, it would have been brilliant to be able to run it properly and have it in the building with the children physically there. Obviously, that's not possible this year. So we've been able to sort of provide something for the children, keep in touch with the children that are linked to the church. And obviously, they haven't been able to come, church in any capacity for a long time. So this is a good thing for them to be able to do and get involved with some of the activities and just have some fun and, go through these Bible stories and things in some way that, obviously we couldn't do it for the sort of physical way of being there, but it's been doing something along those lines to keep them in touch and keep connected with the children linked to our church, basically.
Great. That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Well, I've certainly enjoyed it and it's been great. So, no, thank you. Thank you both. I'm a bit conscious that Ollie hasn't done anything in this part, and I've been talking to you. Ollie, excuse me, could you come here? I understand you pray at the end of these things. Could you come and do that for us, please? Yeah, is that all right? Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, Dr. Few. Well, I'm sure you enjoyed that, and I certainly can pray. Chris, Pete, thank you very much for bearing with Dr. Few. I think he did quite a good job on hosting this time tomorrow. So what we'll do, we'll just pray for you both. Very brief in just in what you're doing. Thank you for everything you've done for the Holiday Club and what you're continuing to do for our children's ministry. I know I speak on behalf of obviously leadership team and all those that run it, but also the our church family as well. We're very, very blessed to have our children's ministry and such good people in it. So let's just pray really quickly and get back sunbathing. Let's pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you for Chris and for Pete, and I want to bring them to you just now for their families and for their work situations, for the challenges and the joys that this time has brought. I just want to give that all back to you. Thank you for all their hard work and for putting things together for the children in this holiday club and for this summer season, where in this strange time, we're just trying to keep the children connected to you and to your word and to our church family. And so, Lord, just be in that and be in everything that we're doing and for all those that are involved and for all those that are taking part. And so, Lord, I just ask that you'll bless our church and those that make our church family, those involved in children's ministry and those involved in teaching our children and our young people about you, because it's just such an important job. And so, Lord, I want to bring those people to you now and thank you for them, including Chris and for Pete. Be with us in the next few weeks as Holiday Club finishes really just be in that and help us to really speak your love and your truth into the children's lives through that avenue. So be with us, I pray. Amen. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the sunshine.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Dr. Few, and thanks to all our wonderful children's workers who are supplying such great activities and teaching for our children during the holidays. Now there's an opportunity for you to give in the offering and also to count your blessings.
Discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your blessings.
One of the interesting things about lockdown has been looking at people's bookcases behind them when they are being interviewed or giving a sermon like this. Now, I'm in my home office at the moment, and this is my bookcase. And behind me, you can see the books. So I've got some Bibles, some commentaries. There's a picture of my mum and dad-in-law. Not particularly chosen specially, but nothing out of the ordinary there, nothing you would expect, and no real personal insights. Now, I'm going to move to another bookcase. Hold on one moment. Now, this bookcase is a bit more personal. This one shows you some DVDs and some of our reading books, some of my novels that I like to read. And also here on the end, if I can stretch up and show you, a series of books about leadership. Some of these are from a leadership development program that Julia and I were on a few years back, but some are more recent additions. As leaders in the Salvation Army, you would expect us to have an interest in being the best leaders we can be. Part of being a leader, though, is growing other leaders. I want to suggest today that we should all be leaders. I think we should all be good followers and good leaders. In Acts 16, we read how Paul meets Timothy, a young man with a very good reputation, the son of a Jewish mother and of a Greek father. Timothy already has, as I say, a good reputation of being a follower of the way. And Paul decides he'd like to take Timothy with him on his next missionary journey as a companion, as a trainee, and as an apprentice. Paul and Timothy's mission is to take the message from the church at Jerusalem and to share it to the other churches and to encourage the churches as they come across them. A few years later, maybe 4 years later, we read in the letter to Timothy that Paul encourages Timothy to stay in Ephesus as he travels on to Macedonia. He wants Timothy to stay because he wants him to speak against the false teaching that is coming into the churches. He also wants him to be there as a good example of what it is to be a Christian, to publicly read the scriptures and to preach and to teach. He's not putting Timothy in charge of the churches. The churches already got leaders, local leaders, in charge of them. In fact, it's in the letters of 1 and 2 Timothy and another apprentice, Titus, that we read about the early structure of the church, of the overseers and deacons, or bishops and deacons in some translations. These were people of good standing and of integrity who were charged with looking after the logistics of a local congregation. It was a every member congregation. Everybody took part, everybody was part of the congregation. Each had their role to play. Some were teachers, some were prophets, some were administrators, some the treasurers, and so on. Everybody had a part to play. Now, Paul himself was an apostle. His role was to go from place to place, an itinerant preacher, a man who arrived somewhere, caused trouble, planted a church, and then moved on. Sometimes later he would come back to see how that church was getting on, or he would write a letter to them, or he would send an emissary like Timothy to make sure everything was good. Earlier we heard Leanne read to us Paul's advice to Timothy. Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, and be a good example. Read the scripture, teach and preach, and keep going. Good advice for us today as leaders in the church. You might not think of yourself as a leader, but there will be people who look to you, who listen to what you say and follow your lead. You're never too young to be a leader. You don't have to wait to be a certain age to lead others. We should be training up our young people to take on local leadership positions. Set a good example. Do as I do and not as I say. Parents are often surprised to see themselves in their children, as their children mimic their behaviour, both good and bad. So too in the church. Read the scripture publicly. Now, I'm not advocating going onto a street corner and shouting out Bible verses. You can if you want to, but more the sharing of the Bible with each other. A useful verse, a story that's touched us. Let the Bible become part of our everyday conversation. Preach and teach. There are some people who enjoy preaching and teaching. I do. I like the research, the study, the crafting of the words. I even enjoy speaking into a camera, though I'd rather be speaking to people and seeing them face to face. There are some of you who can do just as well and bring new and interesting angles to the teaching and the preaching segment of our meeting. This week, in the world of football, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg joined Tottenham. Talking about playing for Spurs, he said, "If you want to achieve big things, you need 11 leaders on the pitch. To do that, everybody needs to take responsibility in their position, bringing everything they have into the team." I can imagine Paul saying the same to Timothy and to the churches. Jesus chose his followers and they went on to be the leaders in the church. Paul chose his followers and they went on to be the leaders in the church. We've been chosen to be followers, and we need to take our role as leaders within the church. Will you be a leader in the church today? Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for the example of Paul and Timothy. Thank you that we have in the scriptures his advice to us on how to lead a church. Help us to step up and take seriously our responsibility as leaders within the church. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the songsters are going to sing for us, "All for Thee."
Thank you. finally, a benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glory without fault and with unspeakable joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, power and authority, through Jesus Christ our Lord, before time was, now, and in all ages to come. Amen.